Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
In your will, that you be able to comprehend in your mind with all saints the breadth, length, depth, and height of the body of Christ. And so you will know more in your emotions. Watch this. The love of Christ, which is greater than knowledge. I spoke about this on Wednesday. Like Christ showed the Samaritan woman, in spite of his knowledge of her sins and her sinful condition. This love of Christ is an undeserved love. You don't love people because they are good. You don't love people because they did good things. You don't love people because they deserve it. You love them because God said to. You love them in spite of their sins. God commended his love to us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is agape love. This is the true divine love. You see, it is easy to love what is lovable, but it is difficult to love what is unlovable. I said this on Wednesday, and I'm going to take a step in that direction, but I'm not going to spend time there. How could Joseph love the brothers who literally killed him? They didn't understand. That's why Joseph, let's give Joseph a super clap offering. Joseph, when we get to heaven, I'm going to see the position God is going to give Joseph. That was why James and John were very, very myopic and childish when they asked to sit on the right hand or to the left. There are a lot of great saints too. James and John did that. They have done very well too, you know. But brother, there's some other guys. Where are you going to put Enoch? Where are you going to put Joseph? Where are you going to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Where are you going to put Daniel? If the two of you want to sit on the right and the left. Yeah, you know what I really believe? This is not doctrine, you know. If it's not, so when you get to heaven, say, Pastor Olubi, you said that. I said, don't worry, it's okay. You know, I believe it's rotational. There are more than 24 of us who are, you know, great saints in different eras, in different generations, down through the years. Great men of God, the Calebs, the Jehoiadas, the Joshuas, the Davids, hallelujah, the Elijah and the Elishas, the Mordecais and the Esthers, the Johns and the Pauls and the Peters. There's a whole lot of guys. So when your head starts getting big, remember you are still a very small boy. There are people who have, you know, talk. Jesus said, you don't know what you don't understand. He said, even if you go through, he said, it is not mine to give. It will be given by those who are appointed by my Father. You see, God has the whole picture. From Genesis to Revelation. From generation to generation. You may have done very well in your generation. But when you look at the big picture of things, there is a place where you will just fit. And when you get there, you just keep your mouth quiet. You won't talk too much. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So he said to him, the love of Christ, which is greater than knowledge. Joseph loved his brothers when they did not deserve to be loved. They were not planning to kill him. They killed him. They were going to kill him with a knife. It was Reuben who said, it's our brother. Let's see. So he was trying to look for a way, but you know, they would have finished Reuben too. That's how heavy the envy was and the hatred. They would have killed Reuben too. So they put him in a pit. Pastor Andrew, our boys are bad. Oh. You know what they were doing? They were eating. No conscience. Then God sends this band of Egyptians. Kairos. Thank you, Larry. It's just at the right time. Then this thought. It's God. Oh. They don't know it's God. Oh, let's kill him. Let's sell him. In those days, a slave is as good as dead. Sell him as a slave. And in the bin, we still make some money. Everyone say, money, money, money. I didn't hear you, folks. Don't your neighbors, the love of money is and always has been the root of all evil. Their own brother, flesh and blood. And once they sold him, they went back home, no conscience. They took Joseph's cloth, put it inside the blood of a lamb. In those days, they didn't have DNA. God would have discovered, you know. I took it to his daddy. His daddy began to cry. How poor is he on his conscience? Their father was weeping. And they knew what they had done. And the years went by. 5 years. 10 years. 15 years. 20 years. Then they show up in Egypt. Joseph recognized them immediately. He was debating in his mind what he's going to do. Boys, you know. Pastor G, what are we going to do with these boys? They didn't deserve any pity, did they? No. Well, if I find out, okay, daddy's still alive, all right. Go and bring Benjamin. They bring Benjamin. Then finally, they all come. He introduces himself to them. You know, cries and they go and bring their daddy. They go and bring their daddy and everything. So they all, you know, Pharaoh honors them and everything. Then daddy dies. Hey, their conscience. Hey, what? Watch this. What would I do if I were Joseph? Yes, he won't touch us when daddy is alive. But now daddy is dead. And he went in this Egypt. And he is the Ogakpatakpata. He is the head of all Egypt. If he said they should kill him, they kill them, they would do it like that. But Joseph had grown spiritually. May you grow up speaking the truth in love. Joseph had become more like God. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save a lot of people. He said, don't worry. I'm not going to revenge. I'm not going to kill you. That's what you deserve. He didn't say that, but I'm putting it in parentheses. That's what you deserve, but I'm not going to do that. Bring your children. I will look after you. I will take care of you. Another clap offering for Joseph. I am waiting to see Joseph's position in heaven. This is New Testament operation in, watch this, in the Old Testament where there was no Bible. Another clap offering for Joseph. You are reading it now. Joseph had no Bible. But he was operating New Testament love. In the Old Testament, before he was born again, and before any Bible was written. Another clap offering for Joseph. That's where we're going. Where you behave like God. So Ephesians 3:20 says that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. I submit to you, resurrection life and power is available today, not when Jesus comes. Yes, it's going to happen when Jesus comes. That's when the body is going to be glorified. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about letting the life of God be made manifest in your mortal flesh now for a purpose, so it can manifest the Son of God. life of God was put in the body of Abraham and Sarah so that they could give birth to Isaac. Life of God is being put in your own flesh now, in your physical body, so that you can give birth to the Son of God. So, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Men will see the same Jesus they read about. In these four Gospels, they will see it in you. They will see it in Sarah. They will see it in Pastor Gwega. They will see it in Prof. They will see it in Laolu. Other people want me to mention their name. They will see it in all of you in Jesus. I don't have the time to start naming everyone. But I just wanted to particularize it. It's the truth. The resurrection in Abraham and Sarah. Abraham and Sarah are a type of what is going to be produced and manifested in the end time. That's why it is written. It's not written just for us to marvel and open our mouth. It's written so that we can reproduce it in our lives. Where we are going to give birth to laughter. Isaac, the life of God will be manifest in our mortal flesh. Hallelujah. The sick will be healed. The lepers will be cleansed. The dead will be raised. The devil will be cast out. And you will turn sorrow to laughter. And people will call you laughter. Isaac. You will give birth to Isaac today. Paul writes about this in Philippians chapter 3 in verse 10. That I may know him. The power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his sufferings. Being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection. He's not talking about the resurrection of the glory. He's talking about what I'm preaching. He's talking about the life of God being made manifest in our mortal flesh. Give it to me in the Amplified. This particular verse. Verse 11. That's what he's talking about. That's what Easter is all about. And that is what Easter 2024 is all about. That if possible, I didn't hear you. Everybody open your mouth. That if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in the body. A clap offering for Paul. We're going to close. Look at Isaiah 51. This is prophetic. Isaiah 51. And look at verses 1 and 2. You know, these scriptures, these prophetic scriptures, we just read it. It's your destiny. It is written of you in the volume of the book. Hearken unto me. I said, hearken unto me. Turn to your neighbor and say, listen to Pastor. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Talking about born again people, you know, where we like to do the right thing. Ye that seek the Lord. How many people are seeking the Lord here? And he's telling you what to do. Look! Look unto the rock from whence you were you. Where did you come from? And unto the pit whence you were digged. Where did God bring you from? A wild branch. A Gentile. Without hope. Without God in the world. A stranger from the commonwealth of Israel. I offer and bid me thank you for that song. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Wild. Then God comes to look at you in your bush. Your forefathers were idol worshippers. They worshipped Ogun, Ifa, Shokwono, and all kinds of demonic deities. Who are you? Where did you come from? Then God in his mercy, He sends the white man. And he sends the David Livingstones and the Mary Slessors. They come and they bring this book, the Bible. And inside there, your destiny and your purpose is written. Then God takes you from that wild heritage and grafts you to be a partaker of the fatness of the olive branch, of the root of the tree. And says, if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I'm going to say this in Yoruba English because I don't know the Yoruba very well. Olorun je ka appreciate o. The truth. Look to the rock. That's why anybody who is anti-Israel, he does not understand what he's doing. Our whole salvation is Jewish. For salvation is of the Jews. From the lips of Jesus himself. That's where you are digged from. Next verse. Oh, I got to close. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Stand to your feet. God will bless you. God will increase you in this Easter season. Look to Abraham. Look to Sarah. Abraham got life of God in his body at the age of 99. And he gave birth to Isaac. Sarah received life into her physical body at the age of 90. Strength to conceive. And she brought forth Isaac. Sarah, Boega, Coyote, and others, you will receive life into your physical body and you will bring forth Jesus in this end time. That's what Christianity is all about. What I've given you now is a microcosm of the gospel. This is why Jesus came. Not just so you can go to heaven. You go to heaven. Heaven is a gift. Believest thou this? What do you believe? Huh? I just got a tweet from heaven. What do you want to believe? There's a big difference. You know, people shrink away from truth. I ask it again. Two questions. What do you believe? And what do you want to believe? I believe this. I'm 65 now. By the grace and the mercy of God, I'll be 65 in May. These years that are ahead of me, the next 10, 20 years are going to be the best years of my life. You know why? I'm getting resurrection life into my body. There's nothing old about me. Me and my wife, we're always making fun of each other. I went on this trip to South Africa, you know, because there was nobody there. Yemisi was not there. David was all there. So I was me who was doing all the things. So I said, Arugbo meji don't touch around. So I now said to her, I said, Monsha Arugbo. I said, I'm elderly, but I'm not an old man. Amen. My youth is being renewed like the eagles. In 5 years' time, I'll be stronger than I am now. I have every intention. Every intention to outdo Caleb. At 85, I will just be refiring. The life of God made manifest in my mortal flesh. I will go to China. I will go to Saudi Arabia. I will go to the communist lands. I will go to the Muslims' lands. We will raise the dead. We will cast out devils. Amen. Forget this escapist, defeatist mentality. God is looking for children, sons and daughters of God, who will look to Abraham our father and look to Sarah from whence we were hewn, and say, like you gave life to Abraham at 100 years old, you will give life to my mortal body now, and I will manifest the Son of God. Talk to God. If I continue, you won't go home. You will not go home today. If I continue, you will not go home today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is what it's all about. This religious mentality that the devil is going to beat us and beat us, and the Antichrist will show us pepper. I'm talking Nigerian, you know, contemporary language, you know. But the devil, you know, and then Jesus will just come from the sky one day and just come and take us and rescue us, is totally false. Totally false. Satan is not going to beat us and then God will come and rescue us. We are going to put him under our feet and then crush him. And it's only when we are satisfied that Jesus will come for us. He's not coming to rescue us from the devil who is too strong for us. He's coming to release the devil from us who are too strong for him. I'm going to repeat it. He's not coming to rescue us from the devil who is too strong for us. He's coming to release us so that we can... He's coming to take us so that he can release the devil, because we have been too strong for him. Because we are here, we are restraining him. If he does not come and take us, the Antichrist cannot manifest. So he's coming to take us away because we are too strong for the devil, so that he can release the Antichrist. Is there, you know, our mentality has to change completely. What a word! Because if we don't go, the Antichrist will not arise. Because while we are here, we will dominate him. We will crush his head. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. This weak, defeatist mentality has permeated the church like a cancer. But I bring you a word of hope. I bring you a word of life. I bring you a word of resurrection. Like God literally resurrected the physical bodies of Abraham and Sarah in their old age to produce Isaac, God will give life to your physical body now, in your old age, to produce the Son of God. If that doesn't fire up, I don't know what will. I'm looking to the best years of my life. See, in my younger years, God blessed me and I had, but I didn't have wisdom. I didn't have much wisdom. But now I'm ready. I can manage money now. I can manage fame. Amen. I can manage human recognition. None of those things can affect me like they would have affected me before. That is why many times God reserves the best for the last. Jesus could not have handled raising Lazarus from the dead when he was 12. He could not have handled it. Observe. Lazarus was raised from the dead after 4 days a few days before he died. He didn't even do it in the early part of the ministry. It's deliberate, because he himself was growing. For he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Don't worry, go and eat rice. Go and eat rice. Just start soon. But what I'm preaching for you is better than rice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Ah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't plan on dying, you know. Don't plan on that. Plan on living. Plan on getting life into your mortal flesh. Plan on your youth being renewed like the eagles. Lord have mercy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.